Okay, I said last week that we were going to learn from the Vikuach, Mesillas Yesharim, something that he does not speak about at length, at least in Mesillas Yesharim itself. I was wondering why not, because this is a very interesting point. Here he speaks about what people think the purpose of the world is, different a little bit than what we spoke about, the secular idea, but very similar to it, but more grounded in what somebody could make a mistake to think that even Alpi Torah, this is the purpose of the world, and he negates that. He alludes to certain points of it in the Mesillas Yesharim itself, but not in the way that he deals with it here. And I was thinking maybe the idea is the following. Mesillas Yesharim, he's basically trying to tell us what the Mesillas Yesharim is, what the Derech is. In the Vikuach, it's a vikuach. Vikuach means that there's two sides, and you have to debate, and you have to speak about this side, and then refute it, and then show the other side. So Sisi wrote it as a debate. It was important to put and express what the side was different than what the real idea is before you can refute it and then show the real idea. So it's only in the vikuach that it was necessary to show the negative side, but it really brings out very nicely the positive side by knowing why the negative side isn't true. That can't be. So I felt it's kedai for us to learn it inside. I realize most of you don't have the version of Mesillas Yesharim with the Vikuach in it, so you'll have to listen to Torah Shebaal Peh. Maybe I should have made copies of it and brought them, but I didn't think about it till right now, so it's a little late. Okay. So now he's speaking about what the purpose of creation was, okay, which we are yet to start in the Mesillas Yesharim itself. We gave a broad, Yeshech Ishvu. Okay, so we gave a broad kagdama, preface to that, and now we're going to go to what one could think the purpose of creation was. Yesh yechashvu, Shakadosh Baruch Hu bara ha'olam l'tachlis ma, she'ein ze misbak yesh lanu. Some say that God created the world for whatever purpose he had, which is something we can't fathom. We don't know why God created the world. He created the world. Finished. V'hinei bara oso b'kol kach minei brios tovos v'hanos tovos v'hakol mesudr b'chochma niflo kasher hu vaday. And as is surely the case, the Rabbanu Shem created a very complex world with tremendous pleasures and all different kinds of creations in it, right? Omnom, achrei kol zos, hine lohoya dover zeh sholem, im lohoya shom nishi yehena banos elu, v'sheyuchal izbonin lahasig esayofi v'achoch meshenim tzibohem. But for whatever reason God created the world, he wanted somebody to be around to appreciate what he created. Okay, which really, again, I don't understand 100% what the idea is even in the beginning, right? If God had a purpose to create all of these things, so whatever the purpose was, the purpose was. Why did he need somebody to recognize it and appreciate it? If there was a purpose beyond that, then whatever that purpose was, it would have been enough. There would be nobody to appreciate. God appreciated it. He knows why he created it, right? But in any case, he says that it was kedai, since the Rav Moshe made this beautiful world, that somebody should appreciate the world and benefit from it and understand it. Ki yofi she'eino nikur harihu kelo haya, because beauty that is not observed, right, is no, there's no purpose for the beauty. It's like the tree that falls in the forest and nobody hears it, so it doesn't really make a sound. There's no relevance. So, again, I don't understand why not. I mean, if God had a reason to create the world and it served some kind of purpose, then even if nobody could appreciate it, God appreciated it, and he knows what purpose there was. And the purpose had nothing to do with anybody appreciating it. Okay, but let's assume that people say, okay, so, but we know that man is here, so what is he here for? So he's here to appreciate everything that God created. Al-Kain, bara Elohim Adam al-Ha'aretz, lecho mipirio v'lizbo mituva, v'lizbonin al-briyoseh ha'gedolos v'atovos. So God created man to appreciate the creation that he created. So man was created for the sake of the creation. Now, the Rav Moshe created the world for whatever reason he had. But he wanted there to be a being in the world that appreciated what he did. So he created man for the sake of creation.
But isn't the basic concept that Hashem, that man created the world for Hashem. Hashem created the world for man.
Yeah, okay. You are echoing what's right. He's telling you now what's wrong. He's telling you what could be, right? In the end, he's going to say that is the truth, right? But according to this philosophy, man was created for the sake of the world, not vice versa. What? Ein omer v'ein dvarim b'li nishma kolam. Okay. You know, he's not saying that's the purpose of creation. He's saying that Lamaisa, if nobody appreciates the beauty, then the beauty is irrelevant.
There's
nothing wrong with saying that, right? No. The question is that the purpose of creation, that somebody should appreciate the beauty?
I think, are these Vikuach with, like, Aristotle, or are these known philosophies that we don't know?
Where this philosophy come from? He says that this is a philosophy of people who believe in the Torah, because he refutes them from the Torah. So this is not the secular philosophy, godless philosophy. This is believing God created the world, but a convoluted idea of that the world was created for some purpose and man was created to serve the world, not the world to serve man.
I thought he was saying pretty much what the world was asking. If Hashem created the world with all these hanos, so things that require recognition, so that would be the purpose of the persons in the world.
In order to appreciate. Yeah, that's what he says.
Right.
That's exactly what he says.
So to ask that, why couldn't it just be a reason without that?
Yeah.
That would change the whole idea, the fact that there are things there that require recognition.
No, but maybe it doesn't require recognition. Maybe the Rabbanim Shem created this for some other purpose, that it has an effect on somewhere else and who knows what, right? Assuming that we don't know the reason why the Rabbanim Shem created all these things, he didn't just create it for people to recognize it, right? That's what he says. God created it for some reason that's beyond us. But once he created it, he wanted people to recognize it. Why? Who needs people to recognize it? Right? Maybe there's some other reason beyond the recognition. That's what he says. The Rav Hashem created, right, l'toktachlis ma she'enze mispakesh lano, something that we can't understand why he created it. But once he created such a nice world, he wanted people to for somebody to be around and appreciate it. Who said? Why? Who needs people to appreciate it? Right? Maybe the reason why God created it is an intrinsic reason that has an effect on something he knows about that we don't know about, and maybe there's somewhere else that somebody appreciates it. Malachim appreciate it. What do you mean, man? Right? So again, I understand 100% how it...
That would not be in our realm of what we can...
So what? So who you have said has to be in our realm? The wrong thing created the world for a reason we can't understand anyway. So why is the... What he's saying is, since we see that there is human beings in the world... And what were they created for? So Mestama, they were created to appreciate what the Rabban Hashem did. But again, I don't see how it follows 100%. It's not necessary to have that thing. Maybe human beings were created also for this grander purpose that we don't know about. And you need human beings to make this machine that the Rabban Hashem had, which has some kind of purpose beyond what we can understand. Right? So I don't see how it follows. But in any case, he's not saying a philosophy that has any roots in the Torah. He shows that it's negated by the Torah. Right, from Chazal, from the Torah, from Seichel, but just from the beginning, it doesn't start the idea in my mind at least.
Just like Rav said before, that we can only ask about something which is how the world was created, not if it would be otherwise. It's like the same thing here. You can say, oh, maybe there's some other reason why things that need to be recognized would have some other purpose. The Maisa, by definition,
it's not by definition, no, it's recognized. Not true. What I said before is, when you're explaining, what did Chazal tell us about the purpose of creation? They weren't telling us why the world was created the way it was. They were saying, once the world was created the way it was, what can we understand about it? Nothing more than that. That was for that. But here he's trying to tell us that by nature, the purpose of creation, not what was, in order that there should be, what's it called, there should be recognized. But who said they need that? Right? If we're already accepting the fact that the Rabban Hashem created the world for a reason that we don't understand, right? And he created human beings also maybe for a reason we don't understand. So then there's no other reason we understand. Right? Why does it have to be that when you're explaining what Chazal said, so we're trying to put into perspective what Chazal said. We're not talking about what Chazal said. We're talking about people have philosophy, right, of why the world was created. And this is their philosophy. But it doesn't start, right? If you already accept the fact that the world is created for some higher purpose that we don't know, right? But God created all these beautiful things. He didn't create it just that people should appreciate it. Once he created it, he also doesn't say that God created it that people should appreciate it. He says that God created it for some reason beyond what we can understand. But once he had all these beautiful things, for whatever reason he had, he wanted people to appreciate it. Why? Right? Maybe he created people not to appreciate the world, but because people are part of this organism, right? This mechanism that he created that all fits together, that has some kind of hashpah on something beyond our comprehension. And in order for the thing to work, you need people, right? Not only you need elephants, you need people too. And that makes this mechanism that has whatever the purpose is up there. But not that people should appreciate what God did. It's because the whole system serves some higher purpose, and the system includes people. That's okay. Again, I'm not a philosopher, but it seems to me like you don't really need that point, right? Just say, except. Well, if I want to know what my purpose is in this whole thing, so this is a contrived purpose, if that would be something that's it. Okay, that's all. It's not really explaining the purpose. It's explaining, well, I want to know how I fit into that, so this could be. Right? Again, it's different than what we said before. Before we said Chazal said told us something. So we wanted to explain in what guidelines Chazal said it. Here nobody said this. It's just a contrived speculation. So according to the contrived speculation, you don't need this. Right? Unless you want to feel good that you serve some kind of purpose here more than just an ant. So the ant is necessary for the mechanism, human beings are necessary. But human beings have seichel or whatever. Why would God give them seichel? Maybe it's that we should appreciate what he did. Okay, that could be. But it's not because that's the purpose. That's because that's how human beings fit into the thing. Yeah?
Is it a different concept than like...
Maybe that's why you didn't put this into the Mesillas Yesharim, so we shouldn't spend so much time talking about what's wrong. Yeah?
You know, like, they always say, like, when you get engaged, you're so happy, you want everybody to get engaged, all your friends to get engaged. Well, hopefully you're married, you're hopefully so happy that you want everyone to be married. But like that concept of, you know,
that could work the other way too, right? If you're a sadist. Again, that what? That means that we're talking about God.
Yeah.
He wants other people to appreciate.
Infection becomes
infection. Just like when we have.
I want
everyone else to have that joy. So
right.
He
wanted
the world. He wants everyone else to it. He wants people to enjoy it. Is that
right?
A totally different concept?
Maybe he created it for a purpose that's beyond our, and there's a real good purpose. But he wanted people to appreciate what he created, but not to appreciate the real purpose he created it for, because we don't know that.
Right?
Just to appreciate the things in themselves. Okay, that makes it even more difficult. If you hear already the problem, like when we just spoke out, it doesn't make sense. Right? Then create us so we should understand the real purpose for all these things, not just as it appears to us. Then we'd really appreciate what God did. We're saying, no, that we can't really appreciate. But he put us in this world to appreciate the beauty of the things. In other words, like this. Let me tell you what it's like. And then you'll see that it doesn't make any sense. Right? God created a watch. Okay? But he didn't tell us what the purpose of a watch is. Okay? We don't know what the purpose of a watch is. But it has nice hands and it has nice gears. So he created little people inside the watch who could appreciate the gears and the hands, but they don't have a clue, right, what a watch is. Right? It's beautiful. Oh, beautiful pieces, and right? Like these hands or whatever, but they don't know what a watch is. They don't know how to tell time, right? God knows that he created this watch to tell time. But all we can do is appreciate how nice the gears are. So for that, he wanted us to appreciate the gears. Why didn't he create us so we could tell time? Now, appreciate the timepiece. But that he didn't do, because we don't know what the reason is why all this mechanism is here. But we're in the middle of the watch, so we can appreciate the gears. That's exactly what he's saying. Right? Again, this is not anybody's philosophy, nor is it Torah philosophy, or even, it's just something that people can try. But it has to make some kind of sense. Huh?
There's only one problem with the wrong thing.
There are five, he gives five examples. I think there are five in here, there are five in
here. He's only the first one, right?
Yeah.
There are five of them in here?
No, there's only one. Then he goes to
the... There's five industrial ones. He goes through five.
Yeah, okay.
They're all contrived.
I hear.
That's the purpose.
Okay, but again, but why would somebody contrive this? It doesn't make sense. Again, the watch, I think, is a beautiful example.
The whole purpose of this is to say, all he's trying to do is set up a rational system.
Right.
So he's trying to say that
this can't be, so, right.
So
yeah, exactly. That's why it's in the Vikuach and not in the Silsa Shor. Okay. Okay, so let's not spend so much time with it.
One problem with the watch example.
Yeah, why?
Half the people in this room never saw a watch they haven't used.
Okay. Okay. Okay, you hear the problem. Okay, so other rabbi, it's contrived. If it's contrived, then fine. Makes you feel good. I'm here to appreciate the beauty of the gears of the watch. Okay. Okay. Alkain, bara elokim adam al haaretz lechem mipirios v'mituvah lisbonin al briyoseha gedolus v'tovos. Therefore, he created man to appreciate the system, the mechanism. V'amnam. So then, why is there mitzvahs? We're talking about people believe in a Torah, right? Not we're talking about that secular idea. So amnam lemana sheyeda ha'adam heyoso eved velo ado nivra velo bore, right? That he's only a servant over here. He's not the creator, and he's not the master. V'gam lemana yistader ha'adam azem ma'isa v'chom malav velo yekachayis ha'aretz velo yimshechu l'nizokim gedolim me'ashchasa siduro v'hefset chokam medinoso. Since this man is here to appreciate all this, and the rest of the things are only here for whatever reason God had. They don't appreciate anything. So they don't need any mitzvahs or any seder. They could destroy each other or whatever, because that's really the purpose or whatever. But since man is here to appreciate all of this, so he has to know that he's appreciating something that was created. He's not the creator. Right? He has to know his place over here. You're just a spectator. You're not the director and the... You're not in the picture. You're just... the audience, right? Remember, you're the audience. Okay, that's basically what he's saying. Right? You came to watch this movie. You didn't make it. Okay? That's the first thing. Secondly, we want you to make sure you sit in your seat and you don't tear up the seats and throw popcorn at the screen, because you're going to ruin the whole movie. So, therefore, God gave us mitzvahs that we should know how to have a viable, orderly society. So in that viable, orderly society, we'll be able to appreciate all the things that God made. We'll be able to be good spectators and not wreak havoc on the movie theater. Okay. Right? Or with going back to the watch, we won't, you know, destroy the gears while we're here. We'll sit nicely, quietly, watch the gears go and the hands and appreciate it and know that we're not the watchmaker and we're just little people that are supposed to be happy with how the watch works, but not what its purpose is. So some lo chukim mishpatim shebom yakish yesh lo borei v'adam. The purpose of these chukim and mishpatim are that we should know there's a creator. V'hu ba'atzmo yodav ma'isov v'dvarav ala emes hazeh. And through our actions, we will show that we believe that God is the creator. That's why we keep Shabbos and whatever. V'chein yizor me'advorim sheyuchon lahafsit chavrasov v'hashrit kvusosov. And other mitzvahs are to make sure that we don't destroy ourselves and society and then ruin the whole... gallery of spectators, right, that are supposed to appreciate what's going on in the world. Okay, is that accurate? L'chara. Okay. V'nim tzalafi hadas hazos, according to this philosophy, ikr inyon lo shel adam hu lehanas mituv ha'olam l'sbo mimenu k'dei shelo tia b'riyos levatola. The main purpose of man is to enjoy the world. Enjoy what God wants you to enjoy his creation. He put you here to enjoy it, because if nobody enjoys it, then there's no purpose for it. Or not there's no purpose for it, there's no purpose that we could feel is a purpose. Some only something beyond us. So if we were put here, God wants us to appreciate the mechanism he made, even though we can't appreciate it to its utmost. And the mitzvahs are something that are demanded to exist, right? In order that purpose be preserved. Kilavushim etnei atzina, just like people need clothing when it's cold, otherwise they won't really appreciate this world because they'll die of freezing. V'habatim etnei akshamim, they have to be in houses that shouldn't rain on them. Kena mitzvahs asidr medinuso maisa. So too, you need mitzvahs to be able to exist in a functioning society and not kill each other and rob from each other or whatever, and then defeat the whole purpose that people will enjoy the world. This way they enjoy the world. Even though this philosophy could be mistaken to be a Torah philosophy, and there are pegs right, that people can hang this philosophy on in Chazal. There are even things in the Torah and in Chazal that seem to promote this philosophy. This philosophy is contrived because people would like to believe this because they want to enjoy the world. And this gives them carte blanche. I was created to enjoy the world. And therefore, what's carte blanche? That the Rabban Shalom permits people to make mistakes and even to find sources in the Torah for it. Right? If that's what you want to do, God doesn't stop you. Right, in Milaytsim uYolitz, but Derech Shadam Rotzalelech Malichin also. That's basically what we learn from this pasuk.
But doesn't enjoy and appreciate the two different things?
No, enjoy and appreciate. You appreciate what you enjoy. Right? If you don't really enjoy it, you can't appreciate from afar. But if you enjoy it, right, it gives you hanoah, then you appreciate it even more. So Ach Mahim Reosecha Listor Adeazo. So now the Chacham says to the Chassid, what are your proofs against this? Sounds reasonable, right? What's your proofs against it? Z'yeshli rayas midivrei chachomim zal u'min shikol adas v'yosher asvar. I can bring you proof from Chazal and also from logic. Ki hinei lefi hadas hazos tzorach shenomar sheyesh b'nivroim tachlis miyuchad b'briyosom bilti toli ba'adam. Okay? According to this philosophy, you have to start with the premise that there is a grander purpose to everything beyond man, okay? V'rak k'dei lehonos b'hem l'shiyah ha'tov sh'bohem nikar v'nechshav nivra ha'adam. Okay, well, I think it's not good. I didn't realize the first time I went through it, but this is what he's saying, what I said before. And God only created man so he could enjoy the world and appreciate it, but really that's not the purpose of creation. The purpose of creation is something beyond that. But once God created, he wants somebody to appreciate what he made. V'ulam, Chazal limdu lanu hefech mizav v'feirish. Right? Chazal told us just the opposite. It comes out from this philosophy, right? That the world, the man was created to serve the world. God created a world, he had a purpose of creating it, and now he created man so he could have somebody appreciate what he did. So man was created to serve the world, this grander purpose or whatever, by being a spectator, right? God made this beautiful movie. He had a purpose for making the movie. He wanted people to see it. So he created people to be spectators. Okay. Shekein omru veshis rabba, vayomer Hashem emcha esa adam asher barasi, lemela shoyo mesias benova asa chupa vetzira vekaira, kos hamelech al benova hargo. Ma asa nichnas atoch hachupa, hischu meshaber bekonim, mafkia bechaitzos, mekareya bevilos, Omra Melech Klumosisi al Bne Bni, Bni Ovid Zukayemis, Lefichach me Ovamad Behemad Kamashono. Right, Chazal say Beferish. Why did the Rabban Shalom destroy the whole world when man sinned? Destroy man. What destroy the whole world for? So it gives a marshal to a Melech who made a beautiful chuppah for his son who was going to be married, and the son did something wrong and he killed the son. Now the son's not there. So what does he need the chuppah for? So he destroyed the chuppah. Right, the whole thing, the chuppah I made for my son. Now, the chuppah should be around, my son's not here. The chuppah was to serve my son. So, too, the Rabban Shalom said, I created the world to serve man. And now man is not here, I'm destroying him, I should leave the world. So, it's from that medrash, it's clear, the world was created to serve man, not that man was created to serve the world. Harei l'chosh, anivroyim heim nivru ba'avur ha'adam. All creation was created for the sake of man. Veloha adam bavuram, not man for the sake of the creations. In other words, not the sake of those creations, but the sake of appreciating the creations that God created for some grander purpose. In Cain, tzrichim ono lahamin, sheyesh bebriya sodom tachlis yosir nichbad v'nosim nisomise. Therefore, we have to say that man was not just created to be a spectator of the rest of creation, but there must be some grander purpose for man's existence than just being a spectator, right, to what's it called, to serve the world. Old b'medrash kohelis omru chazal ro'o es kol ma'asei alokim b'shosh shebora kodesh baruch es adam arishon not lo v'chziru akol iloni gan Eden. When the Rabban Shalom created Adam arishon, he took him for a tour of Gan Eden. Look how nice and beautiful my, what's it called, my creations are. That's the key. Because the first thing could be that. God took him and he said, look how nice everything is. I want you to be a spectator, right? Continue every day taking a tour and appreciate how nice it is. No, it says, right, I created everything for your sake. Not I created you so you should appreciate how nice it is. Look how nice it is, but it's all created for you. And since I created it all for you, don't destroy my world by destroying yourself. So it's the opposite from this. Even though the first part seems to say, right, look how beautiful the world is, I want you to appreciate it. But I want you to appreciate it because that's the purpose. I want you to appreciate it because it was all created for you. It's clear that the whole world was created from man, not man created to serve the world. And it depends on him if it's going to exist or not. And therefore, don't ruin my world by you being, what's it called, doing something wrong, because then there won't be any purpose for the world. Because if you're destroyed, then the world will be destroyed. The Alpi, Vayehi Era Vayi Boker Yom HaShishi, Omru Chazal, Tanai Hisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Shemayim Va'aretz, in the Kabel Mishrael Satorah Mutav, V'imlo Ani Mazer Eschem L'Tov Vavo. If Klal Yisrael accept the Torah, meaning that if they fulfill their purpose in creation, then there's a purpose for the world. But if not, I will return the world to tohu vavohu. Im kein, im lo hayu Yisrael mekamos haTorah, lo hayu meisim. Not that, okay, if you don't get the Torah, and therefore you're not going to be good spectators, right? Because without the Torah, you're going to have an anarchy, and you're going to destroy my movie theater, and you're not going to appreciate my movie, or my watch, or whatever else it is that we compared it to, right? So then, I'm going to kill you. That's what he should have said. What does that do with the world going back to tohu vavohu? So they're not good spectators. Get new spectators, right? It's not that God would kill them and bring other people to be good spectators. Or I'll just leave the world and there won't be any spectators. But let the movie go on because this movie has some kind of grand purpose of being shown. It means there's no purpose for the world. If you're not going to do what you're supposed to do, then there's no purpose for the world, because the world is created to serve you doing your purpose. And if you're not here, then there's no purpose for it. Od Amru Bereishis Rabba, Behi Baram, Be Avraham. That the Rabban Hashem created the world in the schus of Avraham Avinu. Hado Dichsiv, Ato Asisa Sheshamayim Vesa'oretz, Kol Ha'unkis Hazeh, Bishvil Ma, Ela Bishvil Atohu Hashem Elokim Asher Bechartu Be Avraham. The whole shebang of the world is Bavur Avram, right? What does that mean? Va'od, Pirkei Belezer, Omru, Michra Kayomis Bechoros Choli. Yaakov said, sell me the Bechora. Omru, Shoyu Yaakov Esav Me'iman, Omru Le Yaakov Le Esav, Ochi, Bez Olam Aslefonein, Olam Hazeh Olam Abba. Yaakov told Esav, we have two worlds in front of us, Olam Hazeh and Olam Abba. Olam Hazeh Yishbo Achilo Shtiyo Masu Matnu Lisa Isha Laholit Bonim. Olam HaZeh has all these physical things, and Olam HaBo has nothing physical. Let's split it up. You can take the physical, material world. I'll take the spiritual world. That's what's nogea to us from this Pirkei Rabbeinu. So we're Bnei Yaakov, right? Lamaisa, even if maybe the other part of the world is for the sake of the material world, but we, Klal Yisrael, Vade lo nivranu l'olam hazeh, because Yaakov didn't even take olam hazeh, he only took olam haba. Ki arei enenu chelkenu, ela vade tachlis acher yeshem briyosenu, lo nisbor l'fi adas hazos. There must be some other purpose besides olam hazeh, right, that we should appreciate the world that God created, right, because... what's it called? Obviously, Yaakov didn't even take Olam HaZeh. So I have a question on this. Again, there's no answers to these questions. Because, again, it's not Tegedai. It's a contrived philosophy, so not Tegedai to answer. But a question on this, a question on him, on his question on the philosophy. Maybe the Rabban Hashem created this beautiful mechanism, and it's on two tiers. There's the physical world, and there's a spiritual world, that people who are more sensitive can appreciate that very spiritual world too. So man was created to appreciate both the physical world and the spiritual world, and the purpose of the spiritual world is also beyond our comprehension. That's the mechanism. The mechanism consists of physical parts and some kind of ethereal energy that runs it. Okay? That's behind it. Okay, now let's forget about the watch. Let's talk about something with a battery or whatever. So you have all these beautiful parts. That's Olam Hazeh. And you have the energy of the battery. That's Olam Haba. Okay? So man was created to appreciate both of them. So Esav was told, look, you appreciate this part, and I'll appreciate the other part. So you could still believe that man was created to appreciate it, except there's two things to appreciate. There's a physical side and there's a spiritual side. And Yaakov said, I'll take the spiritual side, I'll appreciate that. You appreciate this physical side. Right? Still could be that philosophy, and I don't see any reason why this is a total contradiction. The other things, yeah. But this one, I'm not sure why that's a contradiction. Till now I brought you proof from Chazal. That you see from Chazal that there's some grander purpose to man than just to serve as a spectator to the world. Right? The world was created for the sake of man. And man must have been created for some other purpose, because all this world is created for him and he's created for something else. Instead of all this world is created for something else and man was created just to be a spectator. He comes off on the side. Right? It works. Man for some purpose, world for man. But if the world is created for some purpose over there and had nothing to do with man, and man was put in just to be a spectator to appreciate the world as it is, but not that greater purpose, then Taka, these Chazal, or say not like that. Okay. Novo ato l'shikol adas u'svara. Let's now go to logic. V'tira she'ef shel kabel adas azos b'shum panim. Logically, it's impossible to accept this as a philosophy of life. Why? That man's purpose was to enjoy this world. So what do you need mitzvahs for? Because unless you have some kind of seder, you won't end up enjoying the world. You'll end up destroying yourself and the world. Okay, so you need a smisuder dika world. Okay, that's the purpose of mitzvahs. If that was the purpose, then it's a miserable failure. Because most people don't enjoy this world. Right? They're not really good spectators. They don't like the movie. Right? The movie is, what's the air conditioning broke down. Right? It's hot in the movie theater. And what's it called? And the popcorn is rancid. And the, what's it called? That's usually what he's going to say. Right? How great is this beautiful movie theater that we're really enjoying this movie? Right? People live 70, 80 years. Most of the time they're sick, in pains, or what's it called? Poor, all different kinds of bothers. They have no time to think and no time to enjoy anything. Right? The Acher calls Osamovis, and then they end up dying. Right? So that's no fun. I mean, I don't know. I've never tried it, but the mice, it's... right? So, you know, it really, this is not... If the whole purpose was that people should enjoy this world, this is what he says in Mesillas Yesharim. Not in these words, but pretty close. Okay? Of all this whole thing, these few sentences are there. Right? The whole purpose man was created to really be a good spectator and appreciate the world. How many people really enjoy this world? Okay? If that's a purpose, then it should be total. Right? Yeah, you enjoy it sometimes here, sometimes there, but if you take the majority is not enjoying the world. Oh, his skaim zosa kavana be'echad mini elef. One in a thousand really enjoys this world. He's not sick, he's not poor, he's not busy, right? Even one in a thousand gets somehow not out of this world. The gan heinim yagil lemei yashana. Even if they live 100 years, kvar overu bottle min olam. So they get Alzheimer's. They're what's it called? They can't speak. They get lost their teeth. They lost their vision or whatever. So right, how many people at 100 are really, you know, enjoying the movie? Right, they pretty much forgot where they are. Forget about the movie. It's possible to say that God intended this world to be a place where people enjoy, and he failed miserably. It doesn't work. If you have any answers to this, answer it. And the guy has answers. Because the truth is, what he's going to say is a few things. One is, maybe, look, in our philosophy, God intended Adam Rishon to be in Gan Eden and to go from there to what's it called, Gan Eden Shomala, and man messed it up. He sinned. So he had to be thrown out of there and all these tzaras or whatever. So it's not God's fault. God had a good plan. People ruined it. Okay, so why don't we say this? That's what he's going to ask. One question. Second question he's going to ask is that that then we have the same question in our philosophy. What do we say? The Rabbanu Shem created man to enjoy Olam Haba, right? And to use this world. How many people don't achieve that? And don't get whatever, right? So he gets the same question. Then this world is also not fulfilling its tachlis. So just as much you can ask on this philosophy, God made the world for people to enjoy. They did, but they messed up. It's not that God messed up. He gave people choice, and they made them spectators, and they're not good spectators.
That's without the concept of Gilgulim.
Yeah, whatever. No, the answer is going to be not Gilgulim necessarily, but there's a difference between where this is the only purpose, and that this is the end, then it doesn't make sense, and it's a failure. Or if this is only a means to reach an end, right, then, and there's an eternity, then all these things can be fixed up by eternity. Now, just because it's a failure in this world doesn't mean it's a failure. It means that God had a plan B or whatever, and they worked it out different ways to get the purpose that ultimately man will get. Ultimately, he'll get that pleasure, especially with what we said, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, that in the end, everybody gets nothing less than they would have gotten had God given it to them on a silver platter. So that answers why, if this world is the end purpose, there's nothing beyond it, then it's a miserable failure. If it's not the end purpose, it's only a means, then there's ways of saying that even though in this world it seems to be a failure, man doesn't get his pleasure in this world, but it wasn't ever meant for that. It was meant to be a world that he'll earn Olam Haba, and sometimes the tzaras in this world earn you Olam Haba too. But the other question is a question, and that is, maybe God intended it to be for this, and man should have pleasure, but people ruined it, just like they ruined the spiritual things. The answer, again, is the same thing. They didn't ruin it completely. The fact that Adam Rishon was thrown out of Gan Eden didn't ruin God's plan. It just, now you have to have a detour, plan B. But according to the fact that this is the whole tachlis of the plan, then it's ruined. There's no detour. Finished. People ruined it, and God is still showing the movie, right? The spectators, the whole purpose of the movie, the people should enjoy it, right? These people are suffering through this movie or whatever, not enjoying it at all, and you're still showing the movie. What are you showing the movie for? Like, get new spectators, something. But don't continue it on, and the whole purpose is not being Mekuyim. That's basically what he's going to say. He says, Omer HaChocham, Hinei Men HaKusha Zos Lo Nonus. I have a question on what you said. Right? Your philosophy, the real Torah philosophy, is that God created man that he should be able to earn Olam Haba and be in Gan Eden and ascend to the higher Gan Eden. And he sinned, and the opposite happened. Instead of getting that, he was thrown out into this world, right? Thrown out of Gan Eden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goal Yisrael V'Vim La'aretz. God took us out of Mitzrayim, brought us to Eretz Yisrael, Sheyizku, in order that we should be Zoche, and we messed it up, and we got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. So you see that God can have a plan, and it doesn't work out, and people ruined it, and that happened. So same thing over here. God had a plan, he wanted us to be spectators, he wanted us to enjoy the movie, and we ruined it. So what's the difference? Okay, the difference is that we explain, that's what he's going to go to Mirz Hashem. In 2 weeks we will get to the answer, and then finally we will go back to the Mesillas Yesharim, and after we negate this philosophy, which has roots in the Torah, but they're convoluted roots, we'll get to the real pshat as he mentions it.